We're going to look at the history of education in colonial India under British rule. We'll see this is not an entirely encouraging story. Until Indian independence in 1947, educational expenditures per capita were less than 1% of GDP. To put this in perspective, consider the time period from 1860 to 1912. During these years, per capita expenditures on education in India were among the lowest in the world. Per capita, it averaged less than 1/100 of a pound per year. For purposes of comparison, in the Indian princely states, which were independent of British rule, it was about twice as high per capita. In Brazil and Mexico, it was about 5 times as high per capita. In the other dependent British colonies, it was about 18 times as high, again, per capita. As late as 1911, there were fewer than 3 primary schools for every 10 Indian villages. Educational expenditures often were controlled by local rural district boards. These boards were comprised of both British colonial officials and local elites. It seems the local elites had a great deal of influence over how the money was spent. For instance, in districts where Brahmins were a relatively high percentage of the population, there was more money spent on advanced secondary schooling, but there was not more money spent on primary schooling. In districts with a high proportion of Brahmins, there was a greater share of money spent on roads. This may be because the Brahmins were businessmen who wanted to get their goods to market, or because the Brahmins wanted to make it easier for themselves to get to the cities. When it came to primary school education, the Brahmins already had reasonable alternatives in the form of colonial government schools and urban schools, so they were less interested in promoting government expenditures on basic primary schooling. Some areas of India saw much more spending on schooling than others. For instance, in Bombay, per capita expenditures on education were 10 times higher than in Orissa. One thing is for sure, even when there was more money spent on schooling, for the most part, the benefits were not reaped by young girls. For more information on this topic, you can Google to these very useful papers.